Father, we bless you. We thank you that you love to be all around us. You like to be in us. As you said to Abraham, you'd follow everywhere he went. And there's no getting away from you, Father. The Bible says if we go to the highest mountain, you're there. If we go to the deepest ocean, you're there. Thank you that your love is everywhere. When we're down, we're up. When we're in the middle, you're right there. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, just continue to minister to us. I just had this picture of like a woodpecker and just keeps hammering away into that tree, knowing that there's some bugs behind the bark there. And it just keeps making a hole until it finds the bugs and grabs them out. And I just felt the Holy Spirit's just hitting away at your life, trying to get all those worms out, all the junk out, and just he's going to keep hammering away at you. So, Father, would you come? Minister to us, please. Well, welcome, everybody. Glad that you're here. We've got lots more ministry things that we feel the Lord has for us tonight. But I just want to welcome you here. My name's Steve, for those of you who don't know me. And for those of you that are watching at home on Catch the Fire TV, we're glad that you're with us tonight as well. We have our school of ministry students that are with us and are learning how to be stretched. And so we're going to have Johannes come, and he's going to share a little bit from the Word of the Lord tonight. So if you have your Bible, get your Bible ready. Johannes is from Norway. Yes.
All right. Hi, everybody. How are you doing? While we were having a pre-ministerial prayer in here, I was about to lay down and soak, and instantly God just told me, turn to Isaiah 61. And if you have your Bibles, just turn to Isaiah 61, and we'll start at verse 1. I'm going to read from the Amplified Version, where it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed and qualified me to preach the gospel of good tidings to the poor and the afflicted." And what I just felt God highlighted through these words was the word qualified. Because I got a sense that there are several people here and watching that don't feel qualified to preach, to minister in their daily life, in their homes, to their friends, to the world. That you don't feel that you don't have what is needed to go out and minister the gospel, healing, words of knowledge, whatever it has to be, but you don't feel that you got it. You're discouraged, and you feel whatever you're doing is just slipping out of your hands, that is not succeeding. But this verse is just good news for you, because it says you're anointed and you're qualified. You're qualified in God's eyes to go out and to talk, to minister, to be a light in the world, to be salt. And he also just made me go on to Ephesians 2:6. You don't need to turn up there, but it says that we are seated in Christ in the heavenlies. And if you read in Ephesians 1, it's also said, above all powers, above all authority, above all names, you are seated in Christ. And that's the position you are ministered out of. It's not from your own weakness, from your own flesh, from your own disaster or whatever. It's from the position that you are seated in Christ in the heavenlies, above all names, above all situations, above everything you may encounter. You're seated above it. You're seated above it. You can take authority over whatever the thing is named, if it's sickness, if it's cancer, if it's disaster, if it's chaos, whatever it is, you're seated above it. And that's the position that qualifies you to go out to the world and minister, to be a light, to be hope to those who are hopeless, those who are just looking down in their own chaos. And he also made me turn to Isaiah 61:7, where it says, instead of your shame, you shall have twofold recompense. Instead of dishonor and reproach, your people shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double joy. And double everlasting joy shall be theirs. Many people may feel shame, may feel that their past, their life, even their childhood has just brought shame upon their life, that you're not qualified because you did shameful things, sin, or may people have dishonored you and brought shame upon your life. But this is that you who live in shame, he will bring twofold recompense, and you're actually to rejoice in your portion that God has given you. And the portion is also stated in Ephesians 1, where it says, you're blessed with every spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. He has given you your portions, and you are to take it. You are to rejoice in the land, and you shall possess double whatever God he has for you. You shall possess it, and that's your promise, and that's what's the word that's spoken over your life. I also went to Isaiah 6:1-4, where it just speaks of the callings of the righteous, the callings of those who are mentioned in verse 3. And it says, and they shall rebuild the ancient ruins, they shall raise up the former desolations, and renew the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. You are called to be rebuilders, to bring reconciliation, to be middlemen, middle women in the world. Where there is darkness, where there is devastation, you're going to bring hope. You're to rebuild. You're to be ministers of the kingdom that is of all good. All good comes from God. And you're to bring this into a world that is just wrecked, that is in chaos, that is in agony. And you're to go out there and rebuild. And I also went on to Isaiah 61:10, where it says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul will exalt in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. That you're actually clothed in the robe of righteousness. You're clothed in the beauty of the Lord. You may not feel beautiful. You may not feel attractive. And what God just mentioned was that people here have strived in looking attractive to the world. We're always talking about the glory and how good it is. But you may have felt or experienced that the people around you, those who actually is in need of God, but is living in blindness and sin, those who are not saved around you, your friends, your neighbor, that you're trying to express what God has given to you, but you're striving, and you don't feel that what you have is attractive. What you have is not attractive for them. It's not beautiful enough. It's not good enough. But here it says that he will clothe you in his beauty. You should stop striving of presenting God, and just let him clothe you in his beauty, in his glory, and just relax in that truth that he will clothe you. And that way, you will be beautiful. If you kind of just will land down on the earth, not trying to be spiritual, not trying to be glorious, not trying to be filled by the Holy Spirit, he will actually fill you. He'll actually bring the promises of him into your life, and you can actually start minister as a human to other humans, not as a spirit to other humans, because you're human. You're men and women, and you're called to minister to those who are actually men and women. And actually, this verse is saying that, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. That is the truth. And as you all know, that the truth shall set you free. That this word, that you are beautiful, that you are clothed with his glory. That's the truth. And that shall set you free from striving, from trying to be someone. Because God didn't ask you to be someone. God asked you to be yourself. And he asks you to just live a life in relationship with God. He said that this is the eternal life, to know him, the only living God, and who he sent, Jesus Christ. That's your calling, that's your life, to know him, not to try to be someone else and present God's glory in a way that is not your personality. And if this kind of is resonating with your heart, that you're feeling discouraged by striving to bring the gospel, I just want to encourage you to come forth, and we have our prayer ministry team ready to pray for you and just speak encouraging words and life into you.
So how about we stand up, friends? I'm going to have Johannes pray over all of us, but especially just what he was just talking about. If you feel that you've been disqualified in any of those little things that he talked about, why don't you just come to the front? We want to especially just focus on you today. So if you've had words that condemn you, put you down, you no good, can't do it, have some sin in your life from the past, some failure, all those kind of things, just come on up to the front right now, friends. Don't be embarrassed about this at all. We actually need to have altar calls at our church every so often for those who have not come forward for anything in the last month. So the norm is that we respond. We're trying to be a church where we're open and vulnerable and share our stuff. Just come on up right to the green line. Prayer team, if you don't mind coming and helping to lay hands on these folks right now. Any of you in our prayer ministry team, if you feel that you have something to pray into this, just come up and we'll give you the microphone as well. So Holy Spirit, would you come? For those of us standing, those at home, those at the front. And Father, we lift off all those negative words that Satan has spoke over you. We lift off words that others have put on you. Maybe you've even put stuff on yourself. Father, come. Holy Spirit, would you be the one who speaks life into us? Would you be the one who speaks truth? Come, Holy Spirit. We welcome your ministry now in Jesus' name.
Papa God, we just invite you to just stretch out your hands, to come with your ministry of grace and love and comfort. Papa, I just speak that you would just reach out your hands to those who come forth, who felt the calling of just letting down their burden, of their shame, or whatever it is that is discouraging them, Papa. And I ask that you would just take off these burdens of their bags, whatever is hindering them or entering to their promises, their purpose of their life, their ministry, Papa. In Jesus' name, I just speak, go. Whatever it is, go. I release you of the burden that you have put on your life. I release you. I release you of the shame that you may your parents, that may your past and your friends or your childhood has put upon your life. I release you in Jesus' name. I speak, you are good enough. You are faithful enough. You've read the Bible enough. Papa God is not asking you to do more. He's asking you to be, just to be as you're created in the image of God. You are created to be in His image. I just speak life. I just speak life, Papa. And as we were worshiping, I saw numerous angels just standing in the back, just being ready to be released to minister. And I believe he's just going to release just this kind of storm of ministering spirits, as it said in Hebrews, that he would just start ministering to you, and he will actually assign himself to build you up, to speak life into you. And there are people here who may have felt that every day there's just this voice just discouraging you, speaking death, destruction into your life. But I believe God will just change this and he'll start speaking life and joy into your life.
Father, I thank you that tonight you're washing off all shame. You're washing off all regret. You're washing off all disappointment. And Father, I thank you that you want to sing over us tonight and bring more of your life and your healing. Whoa. I'm washing you. I'm washing you. I'm washing you. With living water, living water, living water, living water. I'm washing. I'm one.
So Holy Spirit, just keep coming right now. For those in your seats, I'd just like you to close your eyes and just let the Holy Spirit find you right now. Spirit of God, come. We welcome you. I love Isaiah 61. It's all about hope. That's sort of our unofficial theme tonight. And the anointing makes room for those who need hope spoken to them because they're poor. Those that are blind. Those that have addictions. Those that have broken hearts. Those that just find themselves with doors slammed in their faces and need favor. All these different areas. The prophet Isaiah says, that's why our daddy's around. That's why the Holy Spirit's been released, is to help us see the breakthroughs, to have the freedom. If you were here at the very beginning tonight, Corrine was talking about what is it you want God to do for you? What is it you needed to declare? What is it you need to speak into being? And Father, we just say for every person in this room that wherever we're at, there's new doors in front of us. There's new opportunities in front of us. And Father, we just acknowledge that the Holy Spirit is the one who brings all these breakthroughs, who gives us hope, who gives us new life. It's the Holy Spirit. And so, Holy Spirit, would you come and fill us right now? Minister to us right now. Just take a deep breath of the Holy Spirit. Let him go right through your body, as it were, as you take a breath. Oxygen just going into your body, into your blood, and blood circulates everywhere. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Father, thank you that the truth is that you take shame off of us. You take disappointment off of us. And Father, every single one of us has had ups and downs in life, and some of us have had more downs and some of us have had a few more ups. And we thank you that Jesus came while we were yet sinners, and he came to redeem us. He came to speak over our lives. He came to represent the Father. And if you remember Jesus before he ascended back to heaven, he had this amazing promise. He said, there's someone coming that's better than me. Someone coming better than me. And he was talking about the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, would you come? Holy Spirit, would you come? Change us. And in that passage in John's Gospel, Jesus said the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he's going to convict us of sin, of righteousness, and judgment. And the sin is, he wants us to know that there's a Savior, and his name is Jesus. And when we invite Jesus into our lives, number one, purpose has been accomplished. Number two is righteousness, is living like Jesus. And you and I, we can never live like Jesus unless we invite the Holy Spirit to come and help us to do that. And the Holy Spirit wants to do that. The Holy Spirit wants to come and bring transformation. So Holy Spirit, we say, come. Come. And the Holy Spirit wants to take us into that. And that third part of the verse is judgment. And it talks about, it's not judgment in a bad way. It's talking about how Satan's been defeated, how Jesus wins. And because we know that, we're able to have authority. We're able to have boldness. We're able to be aggressive and just speak and say, Father, I don't see it yet, but I know it's coming. We're able to live like Jesus did, absolute with confidence. Jesus did not walk on this planet with doubt, with discouragement. He knew that Satan had been convicted, that Satan had been judged already, even though it hadn't taken place yet. He saw it in the future. He saw the judgment day. And because of that, he knew, we win. And the Holy Spirit's role is to put hope in us and to build us up and to say, push through, have patience, don't give up. So Holy Spirit, would you come for every single one of us right now? Holy Spirit, would you come? Holy Spirit, would you come? We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Welcome you, Father. Come. 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 Come, Holy Spirit. We have another one of our School of Ministry students, Jack, that's going to give our little... We almost always have an offering opportunity on our Come Holy Spirit meetings, and so Jack has a little word that he's going to share with us as we get ready to give our tithes and offerings.
Hi. God has been really good to me lately. About 2 weeks ago on Sunday, the ministry team here, we're on New Market every Sunday, and they were having a message on how that when we give, God is always faithful to bless us. And then, so that's Sunday after, on our way back, me and a couple of the guys from the team, we were just mentioning how our bank accounts were pretty close to the dry by this point of the school. And so we were just kind of, seeing as we'd had the message, we were just jokingly saying that God will provide. And then it was the Thursday, then I felt God was telling me that I was supposed to give $15 away. And I was thinking, that's a lot of Timmy's donuts that I can't have now. But I gave the $15 away, and then so at last Come Holy Spirit, I was like, I was just praying, God, I need finances here. And somebody gave me $50 last week, which I think is pretty awesome. That's over 200% increase. And like it says in Malachi, it says if we bring our tithes and offerings, God is faithful. He will open the floodgates of heaven and pour out blessing. He says he will pour out blessing till we have more than we can contain. I'm still waiting to see what that looks like. I'm not sure what that means. I know my student bank account has a $100,000 limit. I'm thinking if he gives me more than that can contain, I'd be happy. But I would just like to encourage all of you that give your tithes and offerings, because God is faithful. He will bless you if you do that. Yes, so I'd just like to say I've had many experiences like that where it looks like there's no way I can give my tithe, and then I decide, you know what, God says to tithe, I'll pay my tithe and hope I get money for my bills, and then the next day there's a mysterious check in the mail for exactly what I need to cover my bills. And God is faithful if you give. God will always be faithful.
Thank you, Jack. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have our tithes and offerings, and we're going to have you come to the front. And if I could have a couple of our team just hold buckets at the front. So if you don't mind standing over there holding the buckets, and maybe there's some buckets right over here. If you guys want to just stand in the aisles right there. And if you would like to have a receipt for your gift, in the seat in front of you is an envelope, and you're able to put your name on there. If you'd like to have a receipt, your name and your address. And if you could print as neatly as possible, that would be very, very helpful for our team. So let's stand together. And as soon as Kevin strikes up the band, we can come forward and give our tithes and offerings. Let me just say one more announcement, or a announcement. I don't know if you've seen the little Christmas tree over here, and I don't know if you've seen those little blue and pink things on there. And so what those are is we've told our church a couple weeks ago that we're going to be having, we're calling that an angel tree. And there's little, there's pink angels and blue angels. And so if you pick up a blue one, you're going to see that it's someone in one of our campuses that's maybe unemployed, on a disability, on a pension. And our cell leaders have been getting the names of people from their cell groups that are in those categories and finding out, is there something that we could get them as a gift? And so the suggestion is, if you'd like to buy a gift for someone at one of our campuses, you're not going to know which one because there's no names on those. They're numbered. So we know who the number matches up to, but you won't. And if you'd like to buy a little gift, some of them have just an age. It'll say like a 12-year-old boy, and you can just listen. And we're suggesting that somewhere between $25 and $50 for a gift. And if you have no imagination, I shouldn't say no imagination, that's not the right word. If you're not coming up with a good idea, then a gift card would be perfect, because then mom and dad for that little child would be able to do that. Some of them are more for adults and are going to say things like a food coupon or a gift card or a gasoline card. And so there are some suggestions on the back of those. And so if you'd like to take one of those, we'd like you to bring the gift back by December 5. And you need to bring the angel or attach the angel to the gift so that we know which one it was. And one other little thing, right by the, just behind the tree, on the tithing boxes that are back there, the offering boxes back there, is a little clip chart? That's not the right word. Clipboard. That's the right word. Clipboard. And if you take 106, just write down on the clipboard beside 106, just put your name so that we know who's taken which ones, if that's all right. So they're going to be there for the next few weeks. We've got another 25 to go once those ones are taken off. So there'll be some more on Sunday if you're here for the first time. Kevin, who's been leading us in worship tonight, has a new CD. It's been out about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, something like that. And so if you like Kevin's style of worship, which is good, Kevin's the worship leader at the Freedom Center, which is Partners in Harvest Church in Port Credit in Mississauga. So these are in the Resource Center. You're able to do that. Let's stand, let's worship, and we can bring our gifts to the Lord tonight up to the front.
Yeah. So good evening. My name is Judith. I'm a small group leader in School of Ministry, and I want to take us in a time of healing right now. And I want to share why I love healing so much. I think it's so great that we can read in the Bible so much about healings, but the good thing is that God wants to heal us today, isn't it? This way, yes. And I love to read in the Bible that God is using us in so many different ways to heal people, and that He is using us, because, like, it's not depending on our words, what we're saying. If you're saying something wrong, then God is not healing the person. But I think it's so great that He's choosing over and over and over again to do miracles through us, and to use us to partner with Him in doing healings. And that actually our words, they have authority, and what we're saying has authority. And my favorite thing is, actually, I think Steve was talking about that one of the Sundays here at Catch the Fire, about Matthew 8, where this one man comes to Jesus and says to Him, "If you're willing, please heal me." And Jesus says, "I am willing." And this is something that we can take today. There's no reason to doubt that God doesn't want to heal you today. He wants to see us well. He wants to heal us. And I want to ask Johannes and Rachel to come up and to share two testimonies. Steve was in the School of Ministry this week, and he was teaching on healing. And Johannes, why don't you share what happened?
One of the mornings, me and two other guys went to the gym before school to go swimming. And we had swum for, like, I don't know, 30 minutes or 40 minutes or something. And we were just stretching out down the pool, and we were touching our toes. And one of our guys, who is from South Korea, he was like standing like this. I can't touch my toes. I've pain in my back because he had scoliosis, I believe. And he said, "Hey, you got to pray for me." And I was sitting on the floor stretching, and I felt like, yeah, I got to pray right now, or else God won't heal him. And I thought to myself, wait. This is not about me healing him. So I just, okay, I'll pray for you. I'll just stretch out
for 5 more minutes, and then I'll pray for you. And so I did that, went up, just relaxed, this is not me. And me and my friend laid our hands on him and said, in Jesus' name, just we command pain to leave and be healed. And just suddenly we asked him, hey, check yourself. And he went like, all the way down. And he was like, he hadn't been able to do it for I don't know how long, but just it was just amazing for him.
Thank you. Yeah, give an applause. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. And Rachel, what happened to you?
So this week we were taught that one of the ways God can heal us is through the presence of God. This afternoon we had a break time off, so I took a nap. And somehow I slept with my arm in a weird position, and I was in a lot of pain after that. So I didn't even pray about it. I was just like, whatever, you know. And then I came here, and I didn't even notice, but I went and sat down, and my arm doesn't hurt anymore. It's awesome. Yay.
Yeah. Isn't it great how different God heals us? Like, and this was this week what Johanna said. They just, like, someone had pain, and then they thought, okay, let's pray for him. And they prayed for him, and they got healed. And Rachel, she didn't even pray for it. And it was just by the presence of God we got healed. And this was tonight. And so I'm saying to you, tonight is your night, and God wants to hear you. God wants to see you well, okay? So we're going right into healing, and what we did before the service started, we were asking God to give us specific words, to call it words of knowledge, to ask God what He wants to hear tonight. And I want to ask the students to come up, and the ministry team, everyone who had a word of knowledge, and to share it with us. Come on, quickly.
Right, so I had a couple. One of them was people in their eyes, they have like the floaties, they have little spots, and I actually felt the Holy Spirit said there was someone who had like a blood clot that has come into their eye. Who are those people? Okay, can you just come on up here and I'll get to you and I'll pray for you, if that's all right. And the other one was for knees, that someone has an inflamed knee. It's not just sore, but it's like it's swollen, and I just saw you know, red knee, like it's just a lot of pain right in your knee. So who's that person that has a swollen knee? Where are you? Oh, you're coming. Okay, he has to take his time. Okay, just come on over here as well, and that's good for now.
So if there's anyone else who has pain in their arm or shoulder, I'd be happy to pray for you. You can just come up here, make your way up here.
Yeah, I felt like someone had a problem with her neck, like the bones in the neck. If there's anyone?
Yeah. Is it you? Come forward.
Whoever has problem with their eyesight, yeah, I'll pray for you.
Okay. He's a man of faith. He's got glasses.
No. pray for myself.
I felt like somebody, and I don't know if you're a man, I'll make sure I have another man come with me, but I felt like somebody has pulled a muscle in the groin area. I don't know if there's anybody here, but you can come see me.
I see someone has a swelling or something like a rod in this part of your arm. Could be even on this side of your back or in right here in this area, and it's giving you pain. Anyone related with that? Anyone of you? No one? In this area, you have pain and probably swelling. Nope. The word was given, and I believe someone is having that pain, probably in the internet. Anyone of you watching at home in the internet? I'll take that one on faith, and I pray for them. Yep. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I release the healing touch, and I command the pain to leave right now, and the swelling to diminish, to just go away. We apply the precious blood of the Lamb upon you, and we speak healing and complete recovery upon you. Thank you, Lord.
So we have Anne, and she wants to share a testimony as well.
All right, so what I sensed is that the Lord wants to heal hearts. He wants to heal physical hearts, emotional hearts, relational, spiritual. He is stretching our hearts right now, I sense, to pour more of His love into our hearts, to make our hearts more tender. I sense it's almost something He is doing in spite of ourselves. Pastor Steve was saying that while we were still sinners, Jesus came for us. He still wants to do that today. He made provision for healing, for restoration before the foundation of the world, bringing Jesus. And so the enemy has come, and he's the one that has lied to many of us. And God has already shed His love in our hearts. And so I'll be praying for the hearts. And we want to come back to this place of unconditional love that the Lord has for us, that He has already poured.
Yeah. So if this is you, just close your eyes and stretch out your hands, and we'll pray for this. So everyone sitting, just close your eyes and stretch out your hands if this is for you.
Okay, for everybody? All right. Father, your love is so gigantic, so gigantic. There's not one person here who can measure, who can sense, who have eyes, has eyes to see, ears to hear, or a heart that is soft and big enough to contain even a fraction of your love. And I ask that you would restore the trust, what the enemy has stolen, and sometimes our own words, our own fears, our own unbelief, Lord. Not even something we can do on our own. We need you. You started the good work, and we need you to help us to receive, to open ourselves to your love, to heal the hearts physically, emotionally, spiritually. I sense you want to heal every heart so deep, so much, because, as I said, it's in spite of ourselves. We're your church, and the world will recognize us as your kids because of the love that we have for one another, that we have for the world. It's supernatural. It's not something we can do. You have provided for that. You do it. We thank you. We just thank you, Lord. We come as little children. Heal our hearts. Like all of us need our hearts healed in one way or another.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Here we spend a couple more minutes praying for the people in the front, and later I want to call up everyone else who has pain in their body and who needs healing. But I just want to ask you, why don't you just close your eyes and stretch out your hands again if you're sick, if you have pain in your body, and just invite the presence of God to come and to heal you. Because as we heard this testimony of Rachel, who just got healed by the presence of God without even praying for this.
So this is an interesting one. We've got four or five people that have the floaty things in their eyes. And this lady who's right down here, hers is almost completely gone. Is that correct? Is it still there? Or is it a tiny little bit? This gentleman, tiny little bit left. And this lady has both the floaties and the knees, that I was, the two things I was calling out. So she's a double winner. Do you remember what we talked about in that passage in Isaiah 61? Of a double blessing? So that was what I was just thinking as she was saying, I got both of those things. So why don't you stretch your hands towards this lady? And Daddy, we're just saying she needs a double dose tonight. She needs, and an ankle as well. So she's got a third thing.
Triple.
So Father, would you come? Cleanse her eyes right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you that you're working with people right now. Thank you, Father, that you're fixing eyes right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Any change?
A touch.
A touch, a little bit better.
A little bit better, yes.
So we haven't given up yet. You're still up here. That means you're pushing in for more.
Right.
Okay, that's good. Anyone else had a change at the front so far? Go ahead, Judy.
Do we have a testimony here? I just heard a 30% healing. Thank you, God, for this 30%. Okay. Is there a testimony in the congregation? Did someone get healed by God's presence? Someone feeling better? No? Okay. So then I just want to ask everyone else who has pain in their body or who is sick and needs a healing to come up to the front, and the ministry team will pray for you.
How many of you were here last Friday night? Hands up. I don't know if you remember, but there was a lady about 10 rows back. Remember, we were praying for her. She has pancreatic cancer, and her body was very orange. Do you remember that? Her eyeball was orange, and the doctors had given her, I think, was it 2 months, something like that, very short to be able to live. And we had prayed for her, and too much pain in her body to come to the front. And so her husband came and said, could someone come? And we had like 10 of you just gather around and pray for her. Well, I got an email yesterday at 11 o'clock from her. And she said that when she went home Friday night, she came, I don't know exactly where they are, but they came for the weekend to the healing service and to just to be here. I think she's from like Coburg, Kingston, going that way, Port Hope. And she went home on the Friday night and was in absolutely no pain, like was completely pain-free. And when she went home, she looked in the mirror, not home, to the hotel or house, wherever she's staying, looked in the mirror, and her eyeball was completely white. It was, all the orange was gone. So that was good. And she said she was feeling the glory of God just on her and all that kind of stuff. Saturday, she woke up and she had a little bit of pain again. And I believe her husband prayed with her. Sunday, she came to church. I wasn't here this Sunday. This past Sunday, I was at our Newmarket campus. And but on the email, she said that someone beside her had prayed for her. She was feeling the presence of God again. She said my wife, Sandra, had prayed for her at some point. And then she said a wonderful, beautiful Chinese lady had prayed for her as she was walking out and administered to her again. And had just, she just said the whole weekend was full of the presence of God and just the glory of God in her life. So those of you that are here, let's just say another prayer. I can't remember what her name is, but Father, we're just asking for that lady. Again, a doctor's words over here were 2 weeks, or sorry, 2 months to live. And Father, she was racked with pain when she was here. And Father, we thank you that you were touching her. You were listening to our prayers. And Father, we thank you that you are more than able to do the spectacular things. So Father, would you come? Would you do that, Father, for each of us? Prayer team, any of you that have... as you've been praying, something's changed. Just come and find Judith and just let us know what's going on.
Yeah, Holy Spirit, increase with your presence. Come with your healing power. I ask you that you come and fill each one of them in the front, that you come and fill them from the top of their head to the toes. Yeah, Holy Spirit, I ask you that you come and that you speak hope into the hearts. Come with your hope, with your never-ending hope. Come with your life. Speak life over each one of us.
So we have a lady on the ground over here, and she had floaters, and she says she's 20% better from that. But there's another testimony. She says a few weeks ago that Steve said something about hair loss, and she believed that for herself. And she says the hair is starting to come back because she had like a bald patch or something. So thank you, Jesus.
Okay, so this is Gary, and he has to share something, what God did tonight.
I'd like to share a healing I received tonight. I became a Christian about 20 years ago, and I was a Christian who would come to the church and hide from people because I've been scared of people my whole life. There's been mental illness in my family. My grandparents had agoraphobia. When I grew up, my mom was obsessive-compulsive, and the message I got when I was a child is, people are terrible, they're going to hurt you. My father's pretty scared of people, too. The fact that I'm up here right now is a miracle because I don't come to the front of church. I hide at the back. I've been scared of people my whole life, and I just feel I've been in bondage my whole life, and I just love Jesus so much, but because of the fear, I stayed away from church for years. The fear was just too much, and it was just such a mental battle. But I love Jesus so much. And this went on for years. You know, I go to different churches, and I know I've been hurt too. You know, I deal with self-acceptance, and I've always been fearful of being judged, and maybe a couple times I'm a little bit oversensitive, and maybe I've been hurt by different people, and that would keep me away. For years and years, but I keep coming here all the time. I just love this church. I live in Ottawa now, but every time I come by here, I come to here because I'm just always drawn to here. And tonight I just came up for prayer, and I didn't want to cause a scene or anything like that. I wanted to hide in the corner, but the Lord just took me, and he just started manifesting, and all this anger was and pain was coming out of me, and it's a miracle because I wouldn't be at the front of the church here sharing this with you. And I just believe from this point on, I mean, I just see the beauty. I see people now and everyone's beautiful. And the gentleman who, you know, prayed with me up here, I looked at him and I just thought, what a beautiful person. He doesn't even know me, you know, and he's praying for me. And I feel so blessed. And I just feel from this point on, I can start to be free and love people. And I just thank the Lord. I just feel free.
It's amazing. Thank you for sharing. God bless you. Yeah, wow.
Okay, so this lady has had pain in her neck all day, and she's completely healed.
Yeah, just all day I was having pain, and this pain is for a long time. And we just pray now, and the pain is gone. Thanks to God.
Can you do something what you couldn't do before, or what was hurting when you were moving your neck?
It was hurting me all my back side, head, and my neck backside, and we just pray now and it's gone.
Wow. Hallelujah! Wow, amazing.
And then we have a man over here. He was laying on the ground. Oh, he's standing up now. He responded to your inflamed knee. He said he was 20% better. I don't know if that's changed since then. 40% better.
Awesome.
And we just send a lady that was right here. Remember we talked about the double lady? She needs two things. We just sent her to the ladies' room to be checked on because she was wearing a dress, so we wanted to check and see if her knees are still inflamed, because the lady who had the floaters that were almost gone, she was praying for her knees, and she said she could just, her knees were just boing, 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 like her knees were, when she put her hands on them, just the Holy Spirit was like massaging the lady's knees, so she doesn't feel any pain. So now they're going to check and see if the swelling's gone down, so that's pretty cool as well. Go ahead, Judith. I love when God does stuff. We're just, Sandra and I have four interns. I almost put my hands out like that to look at my own hands. And on Monday mornings, we have a two-hour teaching, mentoring, talking about ministry and just how do you grow and all that kind of stuff. And our talk that we had this last week is that one of our strongest values as a church is that we expect God to come, and we try to do everything we can to make it a place where God will want to come. And so that means we worship. And our number one goal is to welcome and respond to the Holy Spirit. And we're just talking about that. How do you measure if God's come? How do you measure if God's come to church on Sunday or Friday or whenever? How do you know that? Because I think that God wants to visit his people. I look at the scriptures and it's like God is always wanting to connect with people. And so we just talked about what are the measuring things that you can tell if God has come. And one of those is by testimonies, isn't it? By people saying, well, this happened and this happened and this happened. And another one is just like the emotional things that people begin to feel. They just feel God's closeness. They feel God's love. They feel hope. They feel whatever. And so I want to encourage you that God is looking to meet with you every single time you come to a church meeting, whether it's here or another church or whatever. Expect God to move. Would that be a good thing? Would that be a good thing? I'd like you to stand with me. Do you have another testimony? Okay, yeah. One more and then we'll...
Okay, one more seated. Testimony.
Sit down again, sorry.
Very quick. So this is Vicky, and she had pain in her head and in her neck, and she got prayed over, and it's much better now. And so I just want to quickly pray for you again. So Holy Spirit, I just ask you that you come and that you fill Vicky up. I thank you that you're working on her, and I thank you that you healed her already. And I ask you for 100% healing. I ask you that you take away all the pain and everything that is like tied in her neck, that you make it loose and that it's everything good again. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Amen. Okay, now stand. I want to pray one more sort of group prayer, and then we're going to let you, if you'd like to have someone pray for you a little bit more, we're just going to have folks in a minute just head underneath the flags, and we're going to let our prayer ministry team come and lay hands on you. And so I just want to say thank you for being with us on Friday nights. We again just try to welcome the Holy Spirit. Thank you for letting our students practice and get good at leading meetings. So some of them, this is their very first time to stand up and say anything. And I don't know about you, when the first time you had to stand up in church or give a speech in your school or anything like that. I can remember when I was asked to give a speech in school. How many remember those days? Everyone had to give a speech. I couldn't do it. And when the teacher called my name, I was so nervous, I sat in my chair, even though I had a speech. And there was no way I could stand up. I could just feel all this, now I know it's fear, just rising up in me. And the teacher said, Stephen, do you have a speech? No. And I had a speech, but there was no way I was going to stand up. Stephen, if you don't get up and give your speech, you get a zero. Give me a zero. I just was overwhelmed. And so thank you for letting our students practice on you and have a go. Like Johannes, who was giving the sermon tonight, he didn't have the talk until 15 minutes before the meeting began. So for him to come up with references and scriptures and all that kind of stuff, he did a real good job doing that kind of stuff. So close your eyes, and if you're close to someone, grab someone's hand. And if you don't know them, that's okay. They probably washed their hands at least once this week. Oh, Holy Spirit, would you come? Father, for some of us, we haven't maybe had what we're looking for yet tonight. maybe at the very beginning when we began and there was a question is, what did you come for? What do you need? What do you need God to do for you? What are you believing for? And it could be that you don't know that God's met that. It could be that you haven't had a sense that God's heard that prayer. And it's very possible that no one's prayed with you yet about that topic. No one's agreed with you. Well, we are going to do that in just a moment. We're going to have a chance where someone can agree with you and pray with you. But Father, we're asking for you to come. Would you be the one who ministers to us? And again, we go back to that passage that we looked at in Romans chapter 8, where it says that the Spirit in us groans. The Spirit in us, without us even trying to do anything, begins to manipulate us, begins to manipulate in a good sense, begins to direct us, begins to do stuff to accomplish the very will of God. And when there's no hope, the Spirit inside us begins to breathe hope. I want you to just picture, use your imagination, of the Holy Spirit inside you with a fan. And there's a little ember of fire, just a tiny little coal. And I want you to picture the Holy Spirit seeing that little speck of God's purpose in you. And the Holy Spirit just takes a fan and begins to blow on that ember. The Holy Spirit in you begins to fan it to life. The Holy Spirit knows what God wants and says, come on, let's do it. Come on, let's go. Have hope. Believe. Receive. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you to come. Fan into flame all the purposes that God has for us. All the issues, all the desires of our hearts. Spirit of God, come. We welcome you right now. Accomplish your purposes. Accomplish your purposes. Those of you that have sickness and pain in your body, I want you to know that it is absolutely God's purpose, God's will for you to be healed. I have absolutely no doubt about that. Do I see it? Does it happen? Did everyone appear to be healed tonight? No. But is it God's will? Absolutely. We were talking about Jesus and the seven stories in the Gospels where Jesus healed every single person in the crowd. And the truth is that if every single person was healed and there was one of them that God said, no, not yet, not the right time, I'm working on their character, I'm teaching them a lesson, people have to die of something, so this is what they're going to die of. The very fact that Jesus healed every single person at seven different meetings that he had. Peter had those meetings. Paul had those meetings. The fact that everybody was healed proves that God is never wanting to delay your healing. There's no reason why God would ever delay your healing. His will is always accomplished. We looked at John chapter 9 this week, where there was a blind man, blind from birth, and the disciples said, like, who sinned? This man? Did he sin? Or did his parents? Is it generational? And Jesus basically said, as long as it's today, I do the Father's will. And he ministered to that blind man, and his healing came. And so I just want to speak into your spirit, that spirit inside each person that's in this room, and those of you that are watching on Catch the Fire TV, Spirit, you know what God's will is. The Holy Spirit has already merged with you, and you know what God's will is for you. You know the areas where the person's mind has given up. You know where their emotions have been damaged, and they're going, it can't happen. You know where their brain has talked them out and said, we tried it, it's not going to happen. And Spirit, you know that the Holy Spirit has told you it's possible. With God, all things are possible. And so, Spirit, would you begin to receive the fan of the Holy Spirit? Would you receive the truth of God's word, of the will of God beginning to take effect in your life? And we speak hope into every single situation, every circumstance. Corrine, at the very beginning, was talking about health issues. She was talking about finance issues. She was talking about relationship things. And Daddy, we just say, all the things that Satan means to come and to kill and to steal and to destroy, we just say, no, 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 no. If that's what his purpose is, God's purpose is life, life, life. God's purpose is freedom, freedom, freedom. It's hope, it's finances, it's joy, it's all those good things. And Jesus said, I came to give life and give it abundantly. And we just declare that that is the will of God over every one of us, over all the circumstances that we find ourselves in. And we agree with the word of God that Jesus came for me. He came for me. If you're holding someone's hand, just squeeze it and say, it didn't come for you, it came for me. Came for me. Came to give me abundant life. Yes, he came for my friend, but he came for me. And so, Father, would you come and visit us? Even as we're sleeping tonight, Daddy, change the circumstances. Change the events. Church, I can remember preaching here on a Sunday about God being able to change impossible things. And there was a lady in our church. She's from one of the Caribbean islands. And she'd come to church that morning. It was rushed. And she came in a little bit late. And as she closed her car door, she realized the keys were inside. And by the time she got, figured it out, the door's closed. And she's looking in her purse to see if there's another set of keys. No. And it's like, oh my goodness. And she went around to all the doors, tried to open it. No, they're all locked. And now she's late for church. She's out in our parking lot. Now she's discouraged. She's had a bad day already. And she's in church, and I'm talking about hope. And we got people in twos that day. And when we said, what is it you need a breakthrough for? And she said, I got keys in my car door. Or not in my car door, locked in the ignition. And I can't get in. And I think she had to rush somewhere quickly afterwards. And it's like, I'm going to have to phone a tow truck and all this kind of. And her friend, I don't know who it was, prayed for her. And she came to me and she, after the meeting, and she said, is there someone who knows how to break into cars? And we actually have a few people in our church who do know how to do that kind of thing. And I found one of the mechanics in our car who actually has a Jimmy set in his vehicle that he carries. And so I said, I told this gentleman, I said, go out with her and open her car. And this lady's car was on the way to his car. And so she said, this is it right here, and here's my keys. And I locked the doors, and he goes, no, you didn't. And she opened, all the doors were open by the time she got there. Keys were there, and Keld Patterson, who sits on a Sunday morning right over here, was the mechanic, and he didn't have to do anything. He didn't have to break into her car. God's able to do that kind of stuff, just as we agree. So Father, again, whatever it is, we agree. We want the will of God to be accomplished in our lives so that you are glorified. So that we got a story to tell our neighbors. We got a story to tell our boss. We got a story to tell our colleagues. People would rise up and say, God is in this city. God's alive. There's a God of hope still around. So, Father, we bless you that this is your will. You want to work with us. You want to bless us. You want to be with us. And we say, your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth, just like it is in heaven. Daddy, would you do that in our lives? In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, church, if you would like someone to pray with you a little bit more, and if there's something specific that you'd like someone to pray with and no one's prayed with you yet, can I encourage you just to find your way underneath the flags? There are three green lines over there. Stand on one of them and look back towards the chairs. And our prayer ministry team is going to come and lay hands on you. Our prayer ministry team either have a pink badge or they have one of the student school of ministry badges. And if I could get the ministry team who are ready to go and pray, if you could come to the front and put your hand up. We need about a dozen people to be catchers tonight. So if you can give a few moments to stand in behind someone as they're being prayed for, and then you will get prayer as well. If you could come and find one of the prayer ministry team at the front and just say, I'll help you for 10 minutes, then you don't have to do anything. Just be strong enough to help someone gently to the ground. So if you'd like prayer, head to the lines. And prayer ministry team, as soon as you have your catcher, if you head over to the sides and begin to pray for people. Those of you at home, God bless you. We'll see you next Friday or next Sunday if you're tuning in, and looking forward to that. Those of you that are here, can I just encourage you that on next Saturday, on the 20th, we have two seminars, and one of them is on finances. We have a monthly seminar on finances that is from the people that you can't afford to talk to. The gentleman who's going to be giving the talk on Saturday of how to choose an investor for your money. That's what the topic's going to be. How do you choose an investor? All sorts of companies. Michael Manford, who's going to be doing that, his business, he only goes to businesses that have $1 billion of assets. So if you don't have $1 billion, you don't get to talk to Michael, but he will talk to you free on Saturday, a week Saturday, 10 a.m. And then also in two Saturdays, we're going to be having a ministry day. And the ministry day is going to be a deliverance day, a freedom day for those of you that have had as your history people in your generations that have been part of Freemasons or other kind of secret societies. And the negative thing is that with every secret society, there are initiations and rites and pronouncements that people say as they go through different initiations. And all of those, I shouldn't say all of them, almost all of them pray curses on people, pray bankruptcies, pray health problems. And so we're going to have a deliverance day. If you have family members or you have personally been involved in a secret society, I want to encourage you to sign up. I think there's a small fee for that course. It's going to be morning and afternoon on the 20th. You can call into our contact center during the week and register for that. Freedom from Freemasonry is the day. Juanita Lubin, who's an amazing, amazing lady in our church, is the one who's going to be leading that. And so I want to encourage you to, if that's true for you, sign up for that, and you'll be able to come in a couple weeks from now. This coming Sunday, if you're here, we're going to be showing a little bit of a speech by our Prime Minister, Stephen Harper. This week being Remembrance Day week, our Prime Minister made a speech that upset most of the nations of the world. And his speech was why Canada is going to stand with the nation of Israel. That was what his speech was about. I don't know if you saw the National Post on the 9th. I think that was on Tuesday. Front page story of why Canada supports Israel. And in the United Nations, Canada many times is the only country that supports Israel. And he has an amazing 12-minute speech that we're going to show on Sunday. And then the talk that we're going to have on Sunday is why do we as a church pray for the nation of Israel? Why do we support the nation of Israel in our prayers and our activities? And so that's going to be the theme on Sunday morning. So I want to encourage you to be here. If you live outside of this area, Etobicoke, we have 10 venues where our church meets. Our church is not just meeting on here. We have 10 different venues, two in Newmarket, Ajax, Scarborough, Midtown Toronto, Downtown Toronto, High Park area of Toronto, Mississauga, Brampton, and Etobicoke here. So we got lots of different places. Go to our website and you can see where we meet. Most of the meetings start at 10:30 in the morning. One's at 10 o'clock in Ajax, and two of them, Downtown Toronto, our central campus, and our Newmarket Young Adult Church, they start at 6 o'clock in the evening. So all the information's on the website. So prayer team, if you want to just minister to the people that are standing underneath the flags, and if you'd like prayer, that's where you need to go. So God bless you all. We'll see you Sunday morning. Those of you at home, let me just pray one more prayer for you, because you may not have someone that's with you right now. So Holy Spirit, would you come? Would you be the one who lays your hand on the shoulder of each of these people? And I felt just as I was saying that the Holy Spirit was whispering to me that some of you actually need the Lord to lay his hand on your pocketbook, on your purse. Some of you need the Lord to lay his hand on a picture that's maybe in your house or in your wallet of a friend, a relationship that's maybe gone bad. Some of you need the Lord to lay his hand on your physical body for a sickness, for pain. And Daddy, we just say, whatever the needs are of our friends that are watching, would you come and be with them tonight? Would you minister to them? Father, would you come and pour out your Spirit on every single one of us? In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kevin and band, for being here tonight.